Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode. I'm excited to have you here. You made it through another week. Hallelujah. I know you're excited. So before we get too much further, let's dive right into our scripture. Now, the cool part with this scripture this week is only one verse, but it is in the Old Testament. It can be somewhat hard to find. So hopefully by Friday, you've found the book of Micah. If you haven't, hey, maybe you need to pull over and ask for directions on this one, because I get it. It's a small book. It can be hard to find. It's in the Old Testament. But Micah 6:8, okay? Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Fellas, big time verse right there. Big time verse. Use that verse. Go back to the spiritual kickoff. I gave you some really practical ways to simplify and apply that one verse that will make a huge, huge difference in your daily walk. So I promise you, get listening to that spiritual kickoff, it's not one that's going to leave you empty, guys. That's going to fill you up. Go back and check it out. Spend a lot of time on that one verse. And I think there's a lot of insight there to learn from that one verse. And if we just start doing that, if we just started acting justly, for one, that would just be huge right there. Then we start actually throwing mercy in and loving that, and then walking humbly with the Lord. Man, at that point, you're going to make a huge impact on so many people all around you. So if you missed the Wednesday episode, the meat episode, it was probably one of the most impactful episodes that we recorded at The Lion Within Us, not just because of like the guest or things like that. It was around the topic. Of course, I love the guest. Dan is awesome. But with this topic of human trafficking, it can be hard. It can be hard to really get your head around that. And to think, you know what, that's for third world countries. That's not happening here. No, you're wrong. It is happening here. And it's happening in our neighborhoods. It's happening in our cities. It's happening. Guys, we can't just bury our heads in the sand here. We have to recognize that. Dan gave some amazing facts where 40 million people are impacted by human trafficking. $150 billion industry. Guys, this is huge. This has major implications, and it's happening all around us. So we got to start getting educated. And one way we can do that is, one, listen to that episode. So if you haven't listened to Wednesday's episode yet, go back and listen to it. Get educated on this stuff, guys. We need to understand that there's opportunities right now in our communities to make an impact with this, to really move the ball down the field and not just be a prayer and things like that. Of course, don't misunderstand me. Praying is super important, but actually take some action here to help those in need. And organizations like Worthwhile Wear Gear, I'm telling you, what Dan is doing is phenomenal. But just his story on quitting his job how he quit his job, the work that God called him to do, the things he saw in India, right? The things that he has started up here, the way he has seen God move in his ministry and his community with Worthwhile Wear Gear, the lives of the women that has been impacted. Like he laid out a 3-point plan for how they are helping women directly. And the first point, so far as connection and community, that's something you, if you're listening to this, if you have ears and you a heart beating in your chest, and you're listening to Align Within Us right now, you have a chance to take action. Go visit the show notes. We gave you all the resources on the Wednesday episode. Go visit those show notes again. Check it out. Take part of that Take Act challenge that he has. It runs through May through July. So I know this is releasing in the first part of June. So you still got basically 2 months to get this in gear and take action. So guys, I'm telling you, this was a big one. Hopefully that served you. Hopefully you got a lot out of it. And if you haven't at this point, go back and listen and you'll be ready to move forward. Now for our fun Friday, let's get into our health, wealth, and self tips, guys. I know you guys like these tips. So we'll keep coming to you with them. Hopefully you're applying some of them. My challenge to you each and every week, hey, just take one of them. Okay. There's three things here. Pick one that you can actually move forward with. Because all we consume so much material. If you try to implement everything, you would never get anything done. But just pick one of these tips, just one of them, and try it and see if it serves you well. So the health tip this week, I want you to think about this. There's this thing out there called a psychological sigh, S-I-G-H, okay? So it's two large inhales followed by a long, slow exhale. So for our people on YouTube, you'll see me do this. And for our listeners, hey, you should be subscribing to us anyway on YouTube. So go check us out on YouTube so you can see this. So it's two long inhales and then a long exhale. So if you do that, that is a stress reducer, okay? So if you need to relax or come down from a stressful situation, this releases carbon dioxide that builds up in your blood when you're stressed out, okay? So the double inhale, what that does is that fills millions of sacs in our lungs, okay? Now, I got this from a neuroscientist named Andrew Huberman, okay? So this is not just a Chris thing. This is not like a redneck tip. This is a neuroscientist tip. And that's those two inhales, they fill that your lungs to maximum capacity. But that exhale is where you're that releasing that carbon dioxide. And when you release that carbon dioxide, it lowers your stress. So it's called a psychological sigh. Again, very simple, two large inhales followed by that long, slow exhale. And guys, if you try that out, try it right now in your car, pause the podcast, try it out. Let's see how it works. All right, so now you're back. So I'm assuming that you just tried it out, okay? So hopefully it went well. Hopefully you enjoyed that. And maybe that's something you can start adding to your walk here, particularly if you guys are in stressful situations. And I know you are in a stressful situation because, hey, you're awake. There's plenty of stress all around us. Now, your wealth tip. Your purchase is going to show what you support. Now, I'm going to hit on something right here, guys. Maybe some of you are not going to like it. But after talking with organizations like Dan, it's important to remember where we support is indicative of what we value. Okay? So it's easy. Right. To it's one thing right here to get worked up over what a company represents. It's entirely different to make that decision with your wallet. Okay. Let's just be real. So a few items that I've had to walk away from, be straight up with you. M&M's, Disney, and Nike. I've had to walk away from them. Now on the surface, right? Their products are awesome, especially M&M's. Can I get an amen from my M&M lovers out there? But I got to make a commitment. If the companies do not align to what you value as a Christian man, and look, that's between you and God, what your values are. I know for me and what my values are, those three companies I just mentioned, they don't align. I have to start making those decisions with my wallet. What does that mean? Your boy here is never going to go to Disney. I'm just not. I had to actually cancel. One of the hardest things we had to do was cancel the Disney bundle. And that sucked because there are a lot of good shows on there, the older ones that my girls love. You know, I have two little ones now. You used to think you could just put your kids in front of Disney and they'd be safe. No, you can't do that. It doesn't exist anymore. So we had to make the decision. Nope, we're not going to allow that in our house. Right? Same thing with M&M's, same thing with Nike. You know, some of these companies, you guys know what I'm talking about. There's certain things that these companies, these brands represent. And you need to understand as a Christian man, what are you going to allow? And I can't set that those boundaries for you. You have to set those boundaries for yourself. I'm just telling you, for me, I can't just talk out of both sides of my mouth. If I'm going to say that, you know what, I stand for you know, for the Bible and for what the Bible stands for and what it represents, and I see blatant, you know, misrepresentation or going against that God's word from a company, I can't support that, right? Now, we're not going to really get down into the nitty-gritty here of mutual funds and companies that are in mutual funds. You have to figure that stuff out. I'm just telling you, when you directly know that, you know what, this company is against everything that I stand for, and you continue to send them money, guys, you're just fueling it. So you need to think through that. There's a lot, and I'm not going to get in here and bash a bunch more companies. Okay, that's not what this is about. This is about making you aware that where you put your funds, where you put your money, that shows a lot about what you support. So be careful. And more importantly, instead of being careful, be intentional. Okay? All right. Now, self-tip. Speaking to the girl dads out there. So the guys who are not dads yet, or the guys who just have sons, hey, you can check out for about a minute or so, but then stay along. All right. So girl dads, your daughter, she's a blood-bought daughter of the King. And she needs to hear this often. And she needs to hear this from you. Okay. This world, I'm telling you, fellas, is pushing so hard against women. It is unreal. Unreal. And one of the most powerful ways you can combat that is by strong men speaking strength into their lives. So you hear me talk about reading Psalm 139 a lot, over and over and over, that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. Show them how a woman deserves to be treated. So when you take your little girl out on a date, open the door for her, right? Be courteous. Use kind words. Speak that life to her, right? Impress. This is something that's been coming up lately that I feel like is worth talking about. Impress the idea of modesty. You know, right here in June, we're getting ready to get to the summer months. People head to the pool, things like that. Look, impress the idea of modesty and be open with her about that, on why that matters, okay? Because modesty is something that is a rare commodity, but when you see it, it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. You know, my wife, you know, she wears one-piece bathing suits, right? And I still think she is the most gorgeous thing at the pool out of anything I could ever look at, because she is my definition of beauty. And the modest way that she chooses to represent herself, to me, is nothing more beautiful. But our daughters need to hear that. They need to hear that, you know what? While those two pieces, you know, you think they're cool, what you're doing, you're devaluing who you are. Because then you need to start having discussions with your daughters around sexuality. And I know I just made a bunch of you guys uncomfortable. And look, you got to start having your conversation around sexuality with your sons too. Don't let them try to figure that stuff out on their own, fellas. And definitely don't let them let the world try to teach them. So this is areas you have to be intentional here. This cannot be a blind spot. You got to take intentional acts. You need to fight for your daughters. I'm telling you guys, it's worth it. These stats that Dan talked about, that 40 million, that's 40 million daughters of someone. They were someone's daughter. And then maybe they didn't recognize them as a daughter. Because it's one thing to be able to get someone pregnant. It's another thing to actually show up and be a dad. So I totally get there's a difference there. But they are 40 million daughters of the King, first and foremost. And we need to understand that. And our daughters particularly need to hear this so often. So there you go, guys. Your health tip, psychological sigh, wealth tip. Your purchases need to show what you support. Your self tip. Girl dads, you got to start showing up. They need to know that they are blood-bought daughters of the King. They need to hear it from you. Okay? Now, for your book of the week, full disclosure, most books of the week I have read. This book of the week, I haven't, but this is one from Dan. Dan, he highly suggested this book. I did not have time to read it before we recorded. I will definitely be trying to get this book to see if I can read it and put it in my library. If some of you guys have read it already, would love to get your feedback on it. Send me an email, support@thelinewithin.us. I would love to hear from you. or if you read this book and how it helped you. But it's called Half, H-A-L-F, The Sky. Half the Sky. It's by Cheryl Wooden and Nicholas Kristof. Okay. Not really a Christian book, but it shines a light on how women are horrifically mistreated around the world through various forms of exploitation and trafficking. Okay. So this was a book that Dan actually read, and that was one of his final last straws that you know what? I got to do something. He was searching. He was asking the Lord what his response should be to the issue. And then he read this book. And apparently when he read this book, he knew what his calling as a man to serve and to care for others was out there. That was what he had to do. And so particularly because this book really points out how this exploitation is predominantly by men. And we know that, guys. There's so many women that are being impacted by this human trafficking. So this book, Half the Sky, we'll try to have a link for that for you guys in the show notes. Go check that out, or actually just go to our Book of the Week page on the website, blindwithin.us/book. You'll be able to access that there and add this to your library. All right, now, dad joke time. Let's get into our dad jokes here before we wrap this up today. So dad joke number one. Over the weekend, I took my wife to the theater to see a performance that was all about puns. It was a play on words. So there you go. Let me know if you like that one, guys. Number two, you know what makes me really throw up? A dartboard on the ceiling. So there you go, fellas. We'll see which one lands the best this week. Over the weekend, I took my wife to the theater to see a performance that was all about puns. It was a play on words. Number two, you know what makes me really throw up? A dartboard on the ceiling. So there you go, fellas. Hopefully you enjoy those. The question we talked about this week already, what is your response going to be to human trafficking? What is it going to be? And again, no action. It is a response. But if you want to take some action, guys, we've given you tons of resources and ideas on how you can move forward, how you can really, truly make an impact in this much-needed area. So I just highly encourage you to lean into that, to think about that, to pray about it. Have a conversation with your wife about it. Talk with her about this issue and see, what do you both, as a couple, what do you want to commit to? You know, is there a way that you commit to take this Take Act challenge that's going on right now? Again, you can go to the linewithin.us. You can start your 30-day free trial, and you can be part of our Align Within Us team that we're going to have, where we're going to be taking action. Maybe that's what you want to do. We'd love to have you be part of our team. Maybe you want to start your own team. Hey, there's all sorts of ways to move. There's all sorts of ways to really get involved. But we can't just sit on the sidelines. This can't be a sideline issue, fellas. All right? So now, hopefully you enjoy these episodes this week. If you can, the biggest way you can help the show is really share with others, man. Just share with others. Go hit that button to forward this episode to someone else. 5-star ratings and reviews for sure help. But the biggest way to help a podcast grow is by just sharing it with other podcast listeners. It's that simple. So if you just did that, that would be so much for us. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I've been putting a lot of effort in YouTube lately, guys. I try to do a YouTube short most days of the week. Try to do something out there on YouTube short. So if you're not following us on YouTube yet, highly encourage you to check that out. Again, you can go to the linewithin.us, connect with all our social medias there. YouTube is where we're the most engaged, where we're trying to put the most content, as well as Facebook and Instagram. Okay. We do have a LinkedIn page as well. So if you want to check that out on LinkedIn, wherever you consume your social media, we try to be there to help you. Not really on Twitter or TikTok. Oh, actually, we are on TikTok. We're not very active, but hopefully between the YouTube and the Instagram and the Facebook, we'll be able to serve you, connect you, give you some resources, okay? So come back on Monday. Look forward to serving you guys again next week. Prayer for the good Lord willing. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's episodes, guys. I'm telling you, these conversations matter. They truly are impactful. So again, share this stuff out with someone else. It makes a big difference. So apply these tips. Get you that book. Use those dad jokes tonight. Let us know which one lands best with you. Have a great day. Get after it. Don't forget that Micah 6:8. Take that action, okay, guys? Time to act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God, okay? Because that right there, fellas, is how you unleash the lion within. Does your men's group feel stale? Is men's ministry at your church simply going through the motions? If the answer is yes, the Lion Within Us is ready to give you the kickstart you need to get moving in the right direction. We have a host of topics from marriage, parenting, finances, and leadership that I am delivering myself to help your team start doing the work God has called you to do. So I'm ready to come serve your groups in person. And to get started, visit thelionwithin.us/speaking. That's thelionwithin.us/speaking. There you can contact us directly or share the link with your church leadership to get started. Again, that's thelionwithin.us/speaking. And I look forward to helping others unleash the lion within. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.